on campus
and online.
This is URN The Pulse.
Today, Karen Brady, Baroness of Knightsbridge and star of the BBC's The Apprentice, is visiting the University of Nottingham to deliver the first ever Chancellor's Lecture. Playing to win, ambition, grit and a great pair of heels is open to the public and will see Brady share experience, insights and anecdotes from her colourful career, as well as invaluable business advice. The lecture will be followed by a Q&A session, post-lecture refreshments and networking opportunities. Two more men have been charged with the murder of a young boxer who died after a city centre street brawl. Joshua Bradley, 19, was fatally injured in Thurland Street, Nottingham, at 4 o'clock in the morning on the 8th of February. The two men are due before the magistrates later. Three others have also been charged on Wednesday with assisting an offender. A total of nine people have now been charged in connection with Mr. Bradley's death. In national news, letters written by Prince Charles to the government are to be published after a Guardian campaign. The newspaper sought disclosure of the letters written to seven government departments between 2004 and 2005. The UK's highest court was asked to judge whether the Attorney General's office acted unlawfully when it prevented the publication in 2012. Saudi Arabia has launched airstrikes in Yemen against Shia Houthi rebels, the Saudi ambassador in the US has said. Adel Ajoubia said that Saudi Arabia acted to defend the legitimate government of President Abdurrah Mansour Hadi. In entertainment news, today sees the launch of cinema-style age certificates launched on music videos on YouTube and Vevo. The age ratings are part of a government-backed pilot scheme which aims to protect children from unsuitable content. It follows concerns over explicit videos by artists including Miley Cyrus, Robin Thicke and Rihanna. Ratings will be decided by the British Board of Film Classification, with all three major record labels taking part. In sport, Australia have beaten India by 95 runs to reach the final of the Cricket World Cup. India was 233 all out from 46.5 overs. The weather today will see some cloud and rain in the morning, but this should clear for a dry day with some sunny spells, although it will feel cold and quite windy. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 26 minutes to 1.